Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Hello, welcome. It's 28 minutes past 12. A very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. It's another Thursday in the work week, the day for the Lords of Logic. But first, Confessions Thursday. And after that, we segue to the Lords of Logic. Hope you had a very beautiful work week so far. Well, today on the Lords of Logic, I think that it would be good, or at least I thought it would be great for us to interact by ourselves in the absence of the guest to speak on Ifa divination and mathematics, what we understand so far, what we think we comprehend. And then also, if there is anyone listening, I remember about the time, I think it was when we had our guest, the last time we had our guest here, a caller called in and said that his father did, an Igbo man called in and said that his father practiced the same belief in Igbo land, and he pretty much has an understanding, I would love to believe, or maybe he doesn't have much of an understanding, but told him that no one in that family or in that house should ever consult the Ofa, I believe that's what it's called in Igbo land. Okay, I mean, help me by correcting me. Yeah, you know, the Igbo version of Ifa, he said that his father told him that no one in the family should ever consult it. I'm just, first of all, you know, like many times when we have like very interesting conversations, there's not enough time on the clock for us to properly penetrate it with logic and reason. So I didn't have enough time last week to ask him questions regarding what he saw his father do, what he understands, and maybe why he even believes his father concluded that after many years of practice, it was sensible to not just get his hands off it, but redeem his family by asking them not to engage in it. So I think if we had our own personal interaction regarding what we understand and what we know, it gives us an added layer of comprehension to the conversation around Ifa divination and mathematics. And then the next time we have our guest here, I think by then we'll have laid a very good foundation of comprehending the conversation, so that when we get into the mathematics proper, from quantum mathematics, or will I say quantum physics, to probability, to calculus, whatever else is in the field of mathematics that has a form of representation in Ifa divination, it would be a whole lot easier for us to comprehend it. Oh, by the way, I went last week, that is, I was reading probability and trying to solve some equations myself. And for some very interesting reason, I would say that Ifa divination is completely, mathematically, probability, completely. But you know, that's where I've gotten so far. I may change my mind in the next moment. I could change my mind the next time we have our guest here and he injects into my reasoning something that I might have overlooked or probably never known. But so far, with my little gleaning of what I've heard, read, and pretty much observed for myself, Ifa divination is completely, mathematically, it's probabilities. And that's exactly how, that is the mode by which, or method by which, robotics, well, a little bit of that and much more, but I would say fundamentally, that's how robotics are programmed today. Yeah, don't ask me how I got there. But yeah, I could tell you when it's time for the Lords of Logic. Okay. So the gentleman who called me last week, I know you think I'm joking when I tell you I've been thinking about you. I hope you get to call me today. Well, yesterday I really just had thoughts for you, but given that you wouldn't get off my mind, I had to put my thoughts to paper. And I'm hoping you get a call me today. I'm honestly ready to make a show out of the question that you asked me last week. I don't even know if it was a question. That's even, you know what's interesting? You didn't even ask a question. I think you were just sampling a doubt. I think you were just verbalizing a doubt. And if my memory serves me right, you said that my belief has no roots in objectivity. I mean, that's not how you put it, but pretty much something like that, that, you know, you have something to say about me and that you think my beliefs have no roots in objectivity. And besides my notes, this morning I woke up and just thinking about you. God, I've been thinking about you. I wondered how much of your awareness is really aware. How much of your seeming awareness knows random, but also has a bearing on your question would be, how much of COVID was science and how much of COVID was propaganda? So a very good way to look at it is people have individual experiences regarding COVID. Some had it bad, some had it worse because some people died. But scientifically, what was assumed of Africa didn't happen. So scientifically, the assumption that was expected to emerge from the COVID prediction on Africa failed. That's the only way to put it. Yeah, good. So it means that science is not just a flux, but fundamentally it more has to observe, and many of its observations are limited in a way that it would take deep comprehension to understand the limitlessness. No, to understand the limits of science and the limitlessness of the world in which science exists. So that was just particularly random. But yes, I really hope you called in. I wonder what your name is. I have made up names. Today on the show, every Yoruba name I know. I'm going to aim it at you just so that you call me today and I'll give you time to posit your question. I think I'm really down to hear you. I think you asked the wrong question, but I'm down to hear you and to interact with your question in a way that I hope that by the end of it, the labor is not just in vain, but we have emerged even more clearly with an understanding, or at least, worst case scenario, we emerge with better questions. All right. I'm thinking maybe your name is Segun Odegbami. I'm wondering. Or was you Ainde Mashal? Not sure. Maybe your name is Kunle Afawayo. I don't know. Maybe your name is Sheun Oladokun. I'm looking for you. You have to call me. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday, but before we begin, John Olakunle, call me. We're going bang, bang from now till 3 p.m. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. All right. Just heads up, if by the time for the Lords of Logic, this man to whom I'm sending all the romantic signals doesn't call me, we'll begin the hour with that. We'll have to begin with that. All right, welcome 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. Well, that's because you're telling a secret. You're telling of a personal, private matter, something you'd love to share, something you want heard, something you believe might provide you clarity or maybe even resolve, something you hold as a question and would love to ask the listening public. Something that you believe that if you let it out, it could help you feel better. Something that could provide us an aspect of your world where maybe we could learn from. And many times, I think it's good to work the journey. But I feel if you learn from a person's experience, you don't suffer the loss that they have suffered. So maybe the best, I don't know if it's the best, but I would say a good experience would be through other people's mistakes. Like you learn from other people's mistakes. So if you would allow us the privilege to learn from your mistakes by calling in, that would be great. Maybe you'll even have a regret. You know, maybe something that makes you sad, vengeful, bitter. Maybe something that's redemptive and has provided you an element of redemption that you'd like to tell. And maybe something that threatens to bury you. And you feel probably if you spoke up, you could, I don't know, be able to survive. If it's not total redemption, it's head above water. Well, let's talk about it on Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. You have a confession?
Well, call it confession, call it illustration, call it information.
Oh.
Yes, I listened a little bit to your rant earlier when you were talking about some fellow who called you and talked about, you were talking about divination. And
why is that a rant?
You said what?
Why is that a rant?
No. Now, I'm talking about you made some, illustrations. Call it illustrations.
Well, okay? Not a rant.
Okay, call it illustrations.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Surrounding this divination thing, and you ended up saying that you believe it was all mathematical probabilities, okay? And I beg to disagree.
No, it's okay. So do me a favor, huh?
This yes.
is now the time that we have here is for confessions, right? After confessions, we have the Lords of Logic, and we intend to discuss it during the Lords of Logic, yeah? So please, if you just give us some time, I want to discuss it. So I think it is largely probability. And I did say that I could change my mind the next minute. So it's okay. If you have something you want to tell us, that
would
be good.
Yeah, by the time I'm done with you, you would have changed your mind,
it's
okay?
It's fine. I'm open to it. But I just
I'm going to throw a lot more light into it.
It's fine.
And,
it's
you'll
fine.
Be amazed.
That's why we want to talk about it. That's why I would love to talk about it. Yeah?
Great.
Okay.
So what time do I call back?
So please call me back 2 o'clock. But just stay close to your phone because I intend to end confessions a little earlier because of the Lords of Logic today. So
no problem. No problem.
1:45, 2 o'clock, we're down for it.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know it's going to happen today, don't you? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good God. Okay, so first of all, let me even say one thing. This last caller. I don't even think you meant it, but you said it. So let's talk about what you said. That was not a rant. Now, I don't know if it's a Nigerian thing, but you put a wrong foot forward, you could inflame the whole place. So I just wanted to let you know that I am aware of words and I can extend some considerations to some things that are said. But I'm also good at it. So that's just to say, let's prevent a fight. But if it's a fight, it's good. All right. Since that's out of the way. Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190, Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
It's Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, I can hear you, do you have a confession?
No, I don't have, I'm speaking to Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, thank you, this is my first time.
Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have. I'm listening to you.
Okay,
well
so it's...
Well done.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. I have a message here. Please, I need your advice regarding myself. I am always lonely and get no much friends. And I don't feel good with it because I feel lonely most times. Please, is this proper and is it okay advice? Thanks. Okay, Anonymous. I'm not sure if I understand you, but I mean, I read what you said and it's rather straightforward. Are you alone or lonely? Now, both can be good depending on what the end is. If you say you don't like it, is it that you want company? Then we want to ask, what kind of company do you want? But you see, who you are largely would determine your company. This is why we have to backtrack a little bit and find out whether you have figured you out. Because it's not enough to just get company. Not every company is good to keep. In fact, in a more simplified sense, not every company is good for you. So if you have figured yourself out, a personality that's established on character, then you can determine, if that even helps you sieve what should come around you. So that's why I would wish you call in. But lonely, that's the thing. Are you lonely because you sent all your friends away? Are you lonely because you're a loner, you're a recluse, you don't go out often, you wish you could hang out more? So if you can help me, I want to know if there's something else in there that is of a deeper concern before this lonely emerges in your reality as a symptom of something, you know? Otherwise, if it's just lonely because you don't know how to make friends, well, try. So the social media these days, it's just that things are so superficial, they're meaningless, even to people. People come without meaning into your life. And many people do not want meaning because they're afraid to sink that deep to seek truth. You want to figure out whether you are able to manage that and determine how you can peek and choose people from within that reality. So social media is a good place where you have that Facebook friend that's always posting, you're always interacting. And many times people have taken conversations from Facebook, Twitter, to WhatsApp. In fact, the worst I've heard is how people get like dates off of social media. I think it's a dark thing in today's world, but people do it. So I've heard a guy looks at a girl's profile on Twitter, likes it, sends her a message, and they're having lunch by Sunday afternoon. So maybe you need to put yourself out there a little bit more. But let's figure out if there's no other problem that makes lonely emerge as a symptom. Yeah? Okay, thank you for calling. Well, thank you for your message. Confessions Thursday, how are you? Make it back. Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I would even say, find something to do with your time. I think you have to find, what do you like to do? How about that? The things that you like to do can even link you to people who like similar things. So find what you like to do and try to do them and find people who you could connect with on that level. Let's even assume that you're not even much of an outgoing person. Yeah. You can meet people who like what you do and you can connect with them. Off of, oh, you like to watch movies? I like movies too. So what movies have you seen? Something like that. Yeah. Hello, how are you? The Confessions Thursday. Remember the volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Oh.
You have a confession, right?
I should call it confession.
Let's hear it.
It's a piece of advice, somehow.
Hold on. Who is it for? The show hasn't started. You can't be advising anybody.
I understand. But one thing is, when you have somebody like a grown-up man, or it could even be a son.
Oh, hold on a second. We're not going to deviate. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I should call it confession.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The confession is that I see things that I didn't expect to be seen. So when I was living, squatting with somebody, like an aunt. Rather. So she normally put herself like naked or sometimes half naked. And sometimes when she sleep with a rapper, you know, when she turned body and she will completely forget herself and turn naked. And unfortunately, somebody will see something that's not supposed to see. I think you should understand what I mean by that.
Yeah, yeah, no,
so,
okay.
There are things like that. So, like, it affects my mental reasoning a lot. So, and I have to, you know, even I have to leave the house the way I'm supposed not to be. The person is even picking up an enmity with me based on the way I left the home. Of which I cannot, there's no way for me to, you know, to just confront her. Her son is even older than me, and she's an elder sister to my own mom. So I just have to leave it that way. So I happened to live with her for a while in Lagos, and I just have to move out and sort out myself by all means, because I see things I'm not supposed to be seeing.
Yeah.
And her children, her son has been seeing that, and even before I do, maybe till now. So her son has been seeing that, because her son lives in that house too. So I don't think it's the right thing for people to be saying. As in, it's a, that's why I call it, it's a piece of advice for like adults, like mothers, to be a little bit careful.
No, but that's peculiar, though. I've never heard that before. That's particularly peculiar. I think it's just you and that. I think it's just that your aunt, though.
Why I call it confession is, it's something I can never confront even her son to, you know, talk about.
Yeah.
And it affects me a lot. When I think about it, it...
Well, don't think about it. Have you moved away from their house? You've left, you said. Have you left?
I try to make peace one way or the other, but based on the way I left the house, the...
How did you leave? Did you bang the door in her face?
No. I didn't. I have to live with a girlfriend.
Uh-oh. That's the real gist. Now, why are you talking about someone else's business? Whose girlfriend did you live with? Her girlfriend?
My own. I have to live with my girlfriend, and, you know, by all means.
Were you and your girlfriend in the house together?
Yes. Now, me and my girlfriend were living in the house together. So I was supposed to plan myself well. And
well, of course. But was your girlfriend with you in your aunt's house?
Yes, my girlfriend is with me in my own house now.
So why's your aunt angry at you?
They don't like it because they expect me to get married, follow the due process before that. Of which, based on the way I have to live, based on the way things are.
Yeah, but you see, you're telling me, I think, two or three different things right now. You left your aunt and she's not happy you left her.
Yes.
And you're talking about her nakedness, which she tends to throw in, you know, in the faces of people unwittingly, I would assume. Good.
Yes. In the house, she will feel like she's in the midst of her... She just feels like that she's in the midst of her children. So, if we doubt the truth, but I don't think it's the right thing to be doing.
Then that's correct. That's a different story now. But you're also talking about her not being happy with you because you have your girlfriend living with you.
Yes. The truth is, one of the reasons is that the girlfriend is another tribe. So the girlfriend is another tribe. She don't like it. She was trying to... She's somebody that likes to make choice for others. So
you're not an idiot now.
And actually, I love my girlfriend, of which I'm planning to get married to her. And she's vowed not to even show face that if I try to make any...
So wait, the problem is not that your girlfriend is living with you. The problem is that your girlfriend is from another tribe. Like, what are we talking about here?
What we are really talking about here is that... my point here is... My girlfriend and I actually contributed money to get the apartment.
Okay.
So she also need apartment during that time.
Okay, hold on a second. Please wait. I want to go off on a break. You wait for me, okay? Thank you. Lagos will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're back. So thank you very much for holding up.
Yeah.
Good. Now, you're saying that your girlfriend needed an apartment, then both of you contributed some money, got the apartment.
Yes.
So she's both your girlfriend and a flatmate.
Yes.
So what's the problem now? Your aunt doesn't like that your girlfriend is living with you.
She expects me... First point is she expects me to follow the due process before that.
Are you going to follow due process or you're not going to follow due process?
I'm going to follow the process, actually. I'm going to follow the process.
Okay.
But the thing is, me and my girlfriend, we are living like husband and wife already, and she don't want it. She believes in principle, according to her. But
I'm not sure. Let's not talk about the principle part, because from where you started the story, I'm not too sure. But can you let her know that this is more your flatmate than your girlfriend, because both of you contributed, so it's not like you can send the girl out.
She's not even interested in this, in the details. She's not interested in the details, actually.
Well, then don't give it to her. Then you do something about it. Would you like to be married so nobody's forcing you? Do you want to be married to the same woman?
Yeah, also, of course. She's the woman I love, and I'm ready to go ahead with it. Just a little some financial things that I need to put in place before I do the writing.
Did you tell your aunt about it? What did she say?
She's not really. She's seeing me like ungrateful. This one, she was advising me not to leave at that time, as I have to, you know, at least.
Okay, this
one
is
of
complex.
The woman she knew me with, the woman is from another tribe. She's not interested in that one for me.
All right.
So, and she didn't really want me to leave the house at that time. And
okay,
number one reason is I have to leave. And second reason is my girlfriend need my help with apartment, and even me, I need an apartment. And based on the reason for my call now, the major reason for my call now is because of what, things that have been giving me, like, kind of trauma.
I've spent 4 minutes with you. You haven't touched the bottom of your story.
The bottom of the story is what I always see in that house.
But you're not in the house anymore. You're not with your aunt anymore, are you?
That is it. But that is why I call it a piece of somehow advice.
Do you want to advise us, or do you have a problem? You've scattered everything. Do you want to advise us to stop reopening our bodies, or are you suffering trauma from what you saw?
Yes, exactly. I think about it a lot, and I don't have anybody to discuss it. It will sound ridiculous.
Look, I tell you, you said exactly the two things. Are you traumatized, or do you want to advise us?
Yes.
Yes, what? Yes, which one? Okay, you're traumatized.
Yes.
Okay, good. But you've left the house.
Yes.
So the reason human beings are supreme beings is because we can control thought. So if a thought enters your mind that you don't like, you can shake it off. Like, you can think about something else. Like, you can choose. You're not so traumatized. You're not paralyzed mentally. Mm. I mean, I know you don't like it, but you remember it. But you have to shake it off. And it's a good thing that you left the house. So with time, it should go away, except now you think your aunt is a fantasy. Otherwise, there's no reason why she should linger in your memory rent-free.
Yeah.
Yeah, after a while, it goes away.
Thank you. That's why I call it confession.
You know, you've called him many things, but yeah, it was a moment with you, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Confessions Thursday, off on a break to bring you the update. Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Confessions Thursday.
99.3 Nigeria Info, 3 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joy. So now, the gentleman who sent a message earlier about being lonely said, thank you very much. You see why aspect is good to conversation. It just gives us a point through which we can project thought. You say, Joyce, in the aspect of loneliness is that I find it hard to approach ladies for friendship. That's my main area of loneliness. Okay, I'm a single guy who needs a lady companion. All right, so now there's a dynamic to this. Can you be alone, or do you need someone because you're lonely? Now, these are two different areas that you need to properly understand, because if the reason you want a woman is just because you want companionship, well, I'm not sure you can get the best out of that relationship. It would, at some point, I mean, when life tests your relationship, you could find out that the only reason you're in the relationship is not because you're in love or because you like her. It's just because, well, you're the kind of person who doesn't like to be alone. So I'm not saying that that's what it is. I want to hope that that's not the case, because, of course, I would love that you got the best out of any situation with anyone you decided to get into something with. So now the real gist, you want a lady. What did you do in secondary school? Like, you didn't try. I think secondary school is where all the boys had license to be idiots. You know, like, you know what I mean. Just be a total idiot. And then there'll be girls that you truly like. And then you would find ways to... I think that was like a rehearsal ground. You'd find ways to either look for her trouble or... Particularly that look for trouble one. Yeah, you know, you find it. So I'm not sure. Maybe you lost that opportunity. But, well, here you go. Go try. Say hello. Smile. Look someone in the eye. look at, so you know, there's a way you can look at someone and you're trying to hold their gaze. Like you want to hold a stare. You want them to know that you're looking at them and you haven't said anything. And they could smile. I mean, some ladies can come off with, why are you looking at me? Like, oh, nothing. Or you can say, oh, forgive me. I didn't mean to. Or you can say, oh, sorry. Or you can say, oh, it's because you're fine. And then she'll blush a little bit. And that's a good way. There's no manual to this thing. Go out there, meet a lady you like, greet her, good evening, auntie. Then she's like, oh, don't call me auntie. It's like, okay, what should I call you? What's your name? Joyce is like, you got a game. Even me too, I think I can. Come on, man. Look, I don't know that it's a way as much as you just need courage to just try. Say hello, smile, be kind, buy her something. Pay for something. There's no format. If you are into craft, you can make something for her. You can take her out for lunch. You can have a conversation. I think conversations are good. But then again, you know, well, I don't think the bar is so high. You know, there's someone whom you can start something with, but I don't know what you guys like these days. Between movies and gossip, I'm not sure what you like, or books, or travel. Just start something. Ask her what she likes and find out what she means. And you could even tell her to tell you something, because maybe some people like to tell you a story. They like to talk. They want someone to listen. And you just sit down there, shut your mouth, and just listen, and just say yes, like you get it. Oh, it's not that hard, guy. I can't believe that that's a problem. Look, you need courage, so just try. I'm saying you can try. Hold a stare, smile, buy them something, take them out. Well, look for trouble in a way that they get it, that you don't mean to be an idiot, you know? You like someone, but you don't know how to tell them, so you go out and first look for their trouble. So it will look like a fight that's really not a fight. Come on, man, move. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, my confession is that... are you hearing me, Claire?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Hello? Well, I'm not sure what happened. Hello, good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your rage is... Hello, Confessions. I'm with you. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon again. I called earlier, but it's okay. Let me, I have a confession right now, not the divination thing again.
You're the guy. Guy, it's loads of logic is in 1 hour. Relax.
I know. I just want to put forward this confession.
Okay, let's hear
because
it.
Because it's going to better. It's going to better the lot of so many.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I am a senior citizen. I'm in my mid-60s, okay?
You sound good. You sound like a 35-year-old boy with swag.
Okay. Thanks to my training in broadcasting, you know, when I was in the university, you know. So, but it's okay. Okay, it is this way. Back in the days when we were in school, in the university, we had it all going so very well for us, okay? Uh-huh. And we lived life to extremes, okay? What we thought was life, we lived it to the extremes, okay?
Wow.
And I was coming from a good looking, I had some good looks, and I was studying one of the very noble professions, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
And so we had, and I was working in a radio station. Added to it. So I was making money as a student, and I had it all going. Everybody wanted to be associated with me. And the whole thing overwhelmed me, and I got lost in that frenzy. I got lost in that lifestyle. So it was partying, it was rollicking, it was all sorts of the negatives. I would call them negatives because now I know better. that there were real negatives, okay?
Yeah.
And this happened for about a couple of 3-4 years. My course was a 6-year course until I met the woman I'm married to right now in my 4th year. And she practically stopped me on my tracks, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The big story here is this. Without sounding too biblical, but I would have to take some extracts from the Bible, okay?
Sure.
The word sex, sexual intercourse, is not just a physical act. It is both physical and spiritual. Because if you get back to the Bible, God said the man and wife should stay together and procreate, okay? And what it means is that the man stays with his wife, and God places his spirit in that child. So it's a tripartite arrangement.
Yeah.
So that while we were growing up, and even up till now, it's even worse now, because the young fellows right now don't believe what I'm just saying. They feel that, oh, sex is all about having enjoyment, you have a girlfriend, you can do whatever you want with your girlfriend, and so on and so forth. But it's a lot much, much deeper than that. And the disastrous consequence is that, and I'm telling you this from experience, there is absolutely nobody, there is absolutely nobody that indulges in premarital sex that gets away with the consequences. Absolutely none. Okay?
Wow.
You can take these words to the bank and they will pay you in dollars. Absolutely nobody that indulges in premarital sex that gets away with the consequence. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because this is the way it works. The power of procreation is the greatest gift God gave to man. Greatest gift God gave to man, to join him in the work of creation. And the only way that can be effected is when a man gets to have intercourse with his wife. All right? And so when you use the greatest power, the greatest gift God gives to man, and you use it to spite God, the consequences are coming.
Okay.
They must come. Okay? So I am sharing this with the world, because everybody's listening. Okay?
Yeah.
And if at mid-60s, I can comfortably tell you this. I suffered my own consequences.
I was waiting for that, to be honest.
I suffered my own consequences. I'm possibly suffering it still. My only greatest luck was that I stopped on time.
Okay.
But for my friends and colleagues and classmates who went beyond our graduation and went into the world and continued in that life.
Yeah.
Their situations were worse than mine.
Wow.
Okay. And so what am I advising to the young people? Okay. Let me have it this way. I have 3 kids. And when my kids were growing up, when they got to adolescent age, I sat them down and I told them, listen, I'm not going to hide behind shades and shadows. All right. I was at this your age back in time, and this is the way I lived my life back then. I would never want you guys to live the way I lived, because there are consequences.
Yeah.
All right? And thanks be to God, they followed that advice. So my advice to generality of people, youngsters these days, is that it is not fanciful. No.
Yeah.
It is not fashion. It's not fashionable. No. It is not trending. No. That act is a very, very serious act in the sight of God. If you abuse it, you are in for it.
Thank you.
You are certainly in for it. Okay?
Thank you. No, I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. It's necessary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And one thing more. Hello?
I'm with you. 30
one
seconds.
Thing more. You said what?
30 seconds, because I have to give other people
yes.
an opportunity.
No. One thing more. I must congratulate you. You have such a wonderful microphone voice. It's unimaginable, all right?
Thank you.
I must commend you for that. That's a great gift God has given to you.
Thank you.
And you have to appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate sincerely. So he said something that I want to underscore. He says you don't get away with sexual acts. Nobody gets away with nothing, actually. There's nothing that you do against the order of good or the truth that you get away with. Nothing. You don't get away with anything. Nothing. You don't get. So you could do something and think, well, there are no consequences. That's being an idiot, actually. You don't get away with anything. It comes right back because it's a circle. And that's even in objective reality. Remember that there are laws. You cannot violate a law and get away with it. It's not like the supreme laws are not like the Nigerian courts where a judge is favorable to you or you can pay someone off and they can flip the case. No, you get away with nothing because the ultimate judge is just. All right. So he said all of you should stop sleeping around. I know you heard it. I know in your mind, you know, you agree. But I'll wait for your confession, because that's a real McCoy. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. I have a message here. This is my confession, anonymous. When I was a teenager in primary school, there was this boy that went from seat to seat using his penis to caress all the boys' legs in class. When he did that to me, I felt a strange thing happen to me. Few months later, I started having feelings for boys. One day, I actually made an attempt on another teenager, just like he did to me back then. After that experience, it was like a war unleashed between good and evil inside of me. I fought that negative feeling with series of prayers and fasting over the years until I was free. That experience made me know that this gay thing is a demonic deposit and transfer of sexual spirits. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for your message. There is no better teacher than the one who is willing to subject himself to observing truth and will emerge with what he has seen. So you're a witness to your own redemption, and thank you for your message. I do appreciate. The Sunny Side, my name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, and then the courage to speak up.
Okay. On the last speaker.
Yeah, 1 minute. So I'm giving you a minute on that one, okay, real quick. Go ahead.
I wanted to hear from you the consequences, because it's like he has just said so many things and the Lord just give us what are those consequences. It's very, very important so that people will learn from that. Because there are so many things that you can call consequences. So you have given us at least one of those consequences.
Okay.
That will have made it has created more impact.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. The volume. Thank you. Hello. No.
Hello.
Yes. Honey, the volume. Why should I repeat myself, baby?
It's off. The volume is off.
Finally. Good, then let's talk. What's your name? Oh, no, wait. Don't say your name. So do me a favor when you call in, huh? You know I pick up the telephone, and you can tell I've picked up because I've already said hello. Then you must turn up the volume of your radio set. We want a seamless communication, right? We don't want any other interruptions. And by the way, you're beautiful. You know you're beautiful. So it's not like you want to hear yourself to reconfirm that. All right, now let's make this work. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yeah, I do have.
Go ahead.
I don't even know. I'm addicted to my phone. My thing is really depriving me of doing so many things.
You're a slave to Zuckerberg. Fantastic.
Ma?
How old are you?
I'm 30.
So what do you mean you're addicted to your phone? Because you're not the only one. That's probably like 90% of the population today.
I don't even know how to do it.
So is it like you don't sleep because you're on your phone? You don't read. Yeah. You're on your phone. What do you do on your phone, by the way?
I don't read.
What do you do?
Not reading. I do business, so things drive me on so many things.
Wait, you do business?
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing? I don't think it is, if you're doing business, except you're doing non-productive things on your phone.
Not like I'm doing business with my phone.
Uh-oh.
Like, me using the phone affecting my business.
Oh, wait, your business is not on your phone?
No, it's not on my phone.
Oh, you have a business besides your phone, so rather than do your business, you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was asking, what do you do on the phone? You're talking to your girlfriends. How many you got? What are you doing on the phone? You don't know what you're doing on your phone? So if you don't know because it's honestly an aimless, you know, it's an aimless pursuit, well, you're not the only one. And there are scientists who have come out publicly to say that phones are manufactured specifically to get people addicted. It is not anything else. It is that the current 21st century technology is built to make people slaves to the uses of these things. In fact, it's going to get worse because machine is going to do like just the way right now it's happening, where your phones already do the thinking for you. They preempt you. You can say something, your phone microphone will pick it and Google search something. So you could be reading Buhari hands over May 29th and someone is saying, yeah, you talked about this perfume. Look at this perfume and where to get it. So now you're being preempted. It's subtle control. It's an exchange of power. It's a taking of power and subverting free will. It means that you must resume supreme control of your choices with purpose. You have to resume control of your wishes, your desires, curtail yourself, manage yourself. Otherwise, someone else is already doing it and making money from it. Well, good luck. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Welcome. Don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Oh, finally, at last.
At last.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I don't really have a confession, but I want to ask a question from the man that spoke about the consequences of premarital sex.
I'm going to give you 1 minute so you can get to it.
Because he said God did that for procreation. It's for procreation alone. When you stop giving birth, will you not stop having it with your wife? It's supposed to be also for procreation and the enjoyment of partners.
Yeah, but you know that. Are you asking him that? But you know that and you're correct.
You say, I know that I'm correct.
Yeah, but you're correct because you can have sex with your wife. It's legal. There are no laws against that.
Okay. You see? But having it when you are not yet together is the problem.
Yes.
Yeah, I accept that. That's what I want to put forward.
Right.
So that people will also hear and they understand that.
All right.
By the way, I covered Austin for the first time after so many years getting across to you.
You have no idea how happy heaven is. I'm glad you got through. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to have for you to be the first person I have access to in all your programs.
Oh,
so
wow.
Your program.
Wow.
Have a blissful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hello and welcome. Don't say your name. Real quick. You have a confession?
Yes, I do, Joyce.
Honey, we don't have forever. Let's get to it. Come on, go ahead. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Do you have a confession?
Yes. Well, I have two confessions.
We don't have time on the clock. Let's start. Run.
Okay. One is that I have a confession to make in the sense that against Nigeria Info itself.
You have a confession against Nigeria Info. Keep it. Don't bother. Don't worry.
No. This is it.
Okay.
This is it.
Uh-huh.
You people occupy the whole of my time from morning till night.
Yeah.
You occupy all the programs. Yeah. You can't even give me space.
It's like you love a woman and you're asking her to to allow you to stop loving her? What's she supposed to do? I mean, you love us, you love us. Should we complain?
No, she should give me a breathing space.
No, why should you breathe? What use is your existence? Huh?
Nigerian info.
What would you do without us? What is life without us? Stay where you are. You're in love. Bury yourself in there.
Thank you. Well, my second confession is that I'm having a crush on one of your workers.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
That is Feta.
Feta, that's a good one. Oh, how old are you? No, for real, how old are you? I could hook you up.
I'm 30.
Are you a good man? You know, with me, the bars are high, so I don't know if I should even get myself into this. But, you know, if you have a head on your shoulder.
Yes, I don't want to have you into this conversation anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Don't be far from me, please.
Yeah.
If I pass through you, I won't get her.
Yeah. Well, you know. Okay, I'll let her know that, you know, she has an admirer, you know. Where are you calling from? Let me tell her, in case she's one of those girls who do only island boys. She'll just know.
Okay. No, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
I hear Lagos girls say Ikorodu is long distance relationship. I have two ladies in the studio and they both agree. That's crazy. But you know, I'll tell Feta. I'll hear what she has to say about it. And good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All you Gen Z girls. So Ikorodu is long. You can go on a Friday, come back on a Saturday. Okay, no, I wouldn't like that. All these Indomie generation people. So wait, who's going to date Ikorodu boys then? If all of you are saying no. Ikorodu boys should date Ikorodu girls. Ikorodu boys, come to the island. These girls are not moving. We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I have another message here. It's from Maryland, USA. The dude says, that dude should not take Feta away from me. I love her and I want her. I live in Maryland, USA. So here is the problem with the economic impact on relationships. So here is another guy who probably didn't call me to tell me that he likes Feta, but heard another guy say, oh, I like that Feta girl. And he's like, no, I live in Maryland. So first of all, I don't even know his name, but he just flings Maryland, USA in the wind. He's like, this is an advantage. Lagos people, first of all, more like Nigerians. This is why when they say come out for peaceful protest, you need to come out. Why would a man of no fault of his suffer because a woman that he likes cannot transport herself from, let's say, she leaves at a Balende or maybe VI or Aja, can move from Aja to Ikorodu in 45 minutes. In 45 minutes. When they say come out for peaceful protest, you'll be like, it's your brother. You don't want to put him in bad light. But you lose in ways that I'm sure you haven't properly sat down to estimate. You don't estimate all the ways you lose. So now, all those good Ikorodu men, young boys who are hardworking, who have something both in their heart and in their heads. You're not like one girl. She says she lives in Surulere. You just tell her, oh, my name is Yomi. I live in a corridor, she'll just squeeze her face. That's not going to work. She doesn't even give you a chance. Come out for peaceful protest. You won't come out. Anyways, it's confessions. I got work to do. Here is a question, Joyce. Is wedding important in marriage? No. It's not important. It's not important. What is important is the marriage. And there are many ways you arrive at marriage. First, the ground rule is that there is an ideal by which the marriage is subject to. And marriage is to have your friends and family celebrate. The wedding, pardon me, is to have your friends and family celebrate with you. So it can be big, it can be small. It probably would never happen. The choice is yours. But the marriage has to be built on something. So I hope I've answered your question. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Would you like? Oh, forgive me. Don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon. Speak closer to your mouthpiece, and if you have a confession, get to it.
Yeah, I actually have a confession.
Go ahead.
So, it's going to exist. When
turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
Why would you do that? Turn it off totally. What? Boy.
No.
Turn it off totally. You done it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, the issue is that when I was, like, 13, we live in a apartment like that. So I live with my parents. So my mom is late. So I grew up with my dad. So there is a uncle, Sha, like is a son of the landlord. So I don't know. So we planted this in my system. Like
planted what? Planted what? Planted what?
Like, is a, I don't know, I can't remember if he's a gay or something. So
someone planted gay in your system?
Yes. So, though I have overcome it, like, I've passed through it, like, I don't do anything, like, and I even hated gay, like, right now. Like, because I have a girlfriend now. Like, I'm very happy with it now. But whenever I see him, like, I just remember it, and I just want to put it out there, like, parents, like, they should take care of the children, like, apart from maybe female, even males, because the technique used in getting them is, like, maybe if we, like, maybe say we get them a phone, something like that.
Yeah.
You understand? So from there, you invite them to his room, we'll be touching them. Something. You still do that today. Like, yeah. I see cotton, like, yesterday, yes. But I can't just go out and maybe go to the police or something. And it will look as if the little one that I'm doing that, them say, it will look as if maybe, I don't even know how to put it. So it will look as if I'm a bad person to them and his family, because we are kind of family, as in we came from the same village, you understand? Mm-hmm. But we are not that family like that, but from the same village, you understand? So I just want to put it out there.
All right, like, thank you.
Family,
I'm happy for you.
Children.
Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Confessions Thursday, welcome. Nigeria Info, when you call in, you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, confessions.
Yes, ma'am.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah. So what did boy confess remind me of my own? So I grew up in Barat. I'm a Barat boy. Now I'm older. I'm old. I have children. A boy of my type that is senior me, then he took me inside the barracks. He took me to their own house, and then
molested.
He stabbed me naked, and then we lie on the bed. He used his private.
Who molested you? Who molested you? You know, like, that's all that we need to know.
Okay. Yeah. Then he's a gay of a thing. Then he started doing all those things to me.
So what happened eventually?
Yes. What I want to say is that it did not enter my head. He did not come again, because I started fighting him. Whenever he came, I would fight him, because I'm a very rough boy then. I fight him very well.
Okay.
So those things did not enter my head. I didn't even remember him again. Okay. I don't used to remember him.
Good for you.
You understand?
I'm happy.
Because when this boy started confessing that, I don't remember back in those days, many years ago.
I'm glad you survived.
So parents remind themselves to their children.
Thank you.
Even as I'm very conscious of that. I know how I'm bringing my children up, even in a rough place in this level. Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here. I have a confession. I'm in a serious relationship with no capital financial stand, but I am being introduced to many ladies with financial strength, and I don't know what to do now. Please advise me Monday for me. Wait. So there's a dynamic to this. You can begin a relationship without financial strength, or say you can begin a relationship without capital. It's not business. You can begin a friendship. What it takes to begin a friendship is that the other person understands you, and beyond your lack of financial capacity, they like you and they want to be with you. I don't know why you want an advice, you know? You say you're being introduced to ladies with financial strength. Well, what's wrong with that? As long as you're not a pest and you're not fleecing them of their money. You're not trying to, you're not taking, seeking the advantage. You're not trying to get them, you're not trying to be that boy who's a pussycat because someone else is paying or someone else will pay. I don't know. There's no problem in this, your WhatsApp message, except there's something else. Yeah, it's not like you didn't say you feel insecure. I don't read that there. So I don't know what the issue is. I don't think that there is one to begin with. Hi, Joyce. Nigerian girls these days don't blush anymore. Na money, they make them blush. Yeah, because meaning is lost. And so people have become what they've become. Trivial, common, and ordinary. Well, hopefully you would go out there, seek, and you shall find. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. Make it back. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Yes, welcome. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I don't know how to start, but I guess I'll just have to put it out.
Yeah.
As people will listen and try to see what they can do for me. I'm actually between three girls.
Uh-huh.
Same family. The youngest is the one I intend to marry. And the two elders are married. But we're having this sexual intercourse. It all started when the eldest brought some things to my home. And just on a sudden, she just comes into my bedroom and typing some nasty things. And, like, I don't know, before I realized myself, something went on. And then I think the plan would be 2 days after. The other one came in because they all know where I dropped my key because of their younger sis. And I opened the door and I saw the other one cooking. I'm going to call your sister. What's going on? I don't know if it's a surprise. I don't know what she put in the drink or something of that nature. What I found out is that the next day we have this going on. My wedding is supposed to be next month.
What are you saying?
I don't know what I'm
saying. You're dating three
saying what,
sisters.
I'm just saying what issue here.
You're like, dating three sisters.
I'm not going to say dating or something.
You don't know, but your wedding is next month. But you don't know. You sure you don't know?
Joyce, what should I do?
If you knew that the brother was going to kill you for that, would you say you don't know? If you knew their father would kill you for what you've done, would you say you don't know?
It should be advisory.
I think you just want to call radio station and just throw something in the air.
No, honestly.
Believe me, I don't see why you're not afraid of dying. I don't see how you're not afraid of dying, even if you were the devil yourself. If her father knew, he would probably nearly kill you, and that is enough to change. That's enough
what
to make you know.
How should I go about telling
you? No, that's not. Don't worry. Enjoy. You three sisters, you can have it. No. I don't have advice for you. No, you can have it, boy. Be at it. Win. You're winning, Yusef, sir. It's not like you're not winning. Keep winning.
Just, I'm not winning. My heart is beating.
No, your heart is not beating. No. Enjoy. No, don't worry.
I'm calling to know what.
No. Don't bother. Don't bother.
I
think you just want a reaction from me, and now you have one. Go enjoy. Go have fun. Kill it, boy. You're already killing it, so any more now is the dead body's dropping. So you're having it.
Judge, this is the worst advice I've ever given out.
I know. And maybe for the first time, I want to see the end. I don't want redemption for you. I want to see the end of it.
You didn't hear what I said. I intentionally went into this act.
Mm-mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
You didn't intentionally enter. Oh, it's fine. The thing that took you in will bring you out.
Amen.
Thank you for calling. He says he doesn't know. You sure you don't? 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. So there's this gentleman on my WhatsApp. Oh, poor guy. And the world is not exactly what you think. Don't be so afraid. So here's a message he sent to me. He says, Joyce, that's the guy who said he's afraid of talking to a girl. He's lonely, wants a girl, is afraid, right? He adds another message. The problem I'm having is that I'm a bald guy, and it makes me feel insecure in making friends with ladies. I used to have a colleague who didn't have hair. He was, he's bald. And he used to wear a cap. And one day he was like, nah, damn it. Whatever. And girls like it. Do you know that there are men with hair who the hair is useless to them, first of all, because they don't even cream, they don't oil their hair, they don't moisturize, they don't condition the hair. The hair adds nothing to them because they don't take care of the hair. That's one. Get a clean shave. Dress up good. Put some nice perfume on. Get your act together. Collect yourself. Put out there. Someone loves that. How are you letting you don't have hair make you feel insecure? There are men with two heads, plenty hair, and money, and are still insecure. They're men who are tall, dark, handsome, stupid, so they're insecure. Like, don't sit back in this world and create all the horrors in your head and hold yourself back. You put yourself in a prison. The prison has no doors. There are no chains, but you just trap yourself and you tell yourself there's something wrong with you. At least so far, we haven't established a problem. These are all fears. Go out there. There are women who are looking for a head that looks like a slate they just want to rub on. Why do you think cars have the same sheen as human head? It's all good marketing, because sometimes you just want to run your fingers through it. And it's just good old hairless skin. What's important? Is there something in the head? Not so you don't have hair. What is that? Who does that help? Doesn't help. You doesn't help. Is there something in your head? What's the use having hair, but your head is empty? Come on, brother. Go out there. Say hello to a lady. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. You have a confession?
Yes, a rejoinder.
Good. No. We have to let other people speak. You know, you have to be fair. It's one thing to be tall, dark, handsome, look good, speak well, but you have to be fair.
There are a couple of questions some people have called to ask.
So I'll give you
what I said.
Can I give you 1 minute? Because I have to let other people speak.
If you constrain me, then I'll drop the call. No problem.
All right. I have to constrain you because it's a show where we have to talk to other people.
No problem. I thought it would benefit a lot of people.
Yeah, but you can give it to us in a sentence or two. It doesn't need a lecture, does it?
Okay.
One consequence, you can give us that in 1 minute. Be honest. You can do that.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. One of the very daring, disastrous consequences of premarital sex is that for a man, it touches on your ability, on the ability to make it financially. Yeah, you actually have to break that jinx. It comes with a jinx. All right, you actually have to break it to break through. For when you listen to pastors and you listen to those who go to diviners, they will always have one thing in common. Okay, if you want to get rich, if you want to make wealth, then don't abuse your body.
All right.
Don't abuse your body. Don't go to women. All right. If you want to make money, the pastors will tell you that. Those diviners will tell you that. And so, for a young man who is playing around, the seed he's sowing is poverty in the future. All right?
Thank you. I appreciate it, really.
Yes. Okay, then.
Thank you. That's a good one, but I'm surprised that many times it seems to, the poverty part is the only aspect that they point at. I've noticed that men who have no sexual control are weak men. Weak men. They're spiritual weak. They're psychologically weak. They're weak men. They're slaves to pleasure. You are weak when you're a slave to any form of pleasure. I don't know why they talk about poverty alone. He's right, poverty. Yeah, but they're weak men. They're the best tools to make slaves of. Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
Hello.
Don't say your name. You have a confession?
Yeah. No, I want that man that called last.
1 minute.
He did not pay point. Okay.
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. If the Bible condemns both Old Testament and New Testament, that the prostitution of women is charged or, credited unto men for punishment. And the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 14, give us a breakdown about that. And the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, taken from 12 to 20, said that the body is not made for sex. It's made for the temple of the living God, to interact with God, and for productivity of children. Right. Then the book of Malaika told us that the sexual organ is made for producing children. And if you have just one child, and you feel that is enough for you, you should not go on producing again.
Thank you.
And that if two should agree, it shall be done for them. And I work with a lawyer who the wife came to divorce the husband after having four children, that he was taking her for a prostitute, always demanding for sex, and always cooking. She found herself restless. And so the divorce was granted. That okay. The man should know that...
I'm sorry, it's more than 1 minute. You have to... let this go. Thank you. I gave you a minute.
All right. All the best.
Thank you very much. Best. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Hello and welcome. This young part. I want to believe you're a young person. You say, I'm having issues eating me up. My wife caused this to me. She had an affair against our marriage. She confessed and I have forgiven her, but the act is eating me up. What advice do you have? Read my message. Please, please, please advise me. So you haven't forgiven her yet. I think you have. But it's also possible that you really want to forgive her, but you're hurting from it. This is where principle comes in, because your principles determine for you what you can manage, what you can't, what you can take, what you can't. This is why principles are good. It's actually possible that you can't take cheating. You have to come to that realization that that's a possibility. Some other time, what you need is time to heal the pain. So maybe you need to heal, because she has not just violated you. She has broken something that is a part of your soul and hers. So you need time to heal. Now, I don't know what time for you will be. For some people, 6 months. For some people, 1 year. For some people, it's probably 1 month. You know, for some people, it's never. Like, they never, ever get over it. So I think you have to determine what time will do for you, or what time you can give to this to recover. Or maybe you don't have a time. You just think you need time. Good. That. Or maybe, in actuality, you can't take, your soul cannot tolerate such a violation. And that would mean that a separation is the next possible thing. I'm going to ask that you determine who you think you are and what you can take. And you should know that as a matter of fact. So personally, I can't tolerate cheating. I won't. I don't have the mind space, emotional room for it. I can't take it. There's no. I can't even justify it. So let's even begin from there. Because I can't justify it, that's it. So it's something I could never take. But I've seen people who can manage it, and hallelujah, I'm glad for them. But I can't. So you see, you have to know what you can't take. And if it's hurting you so bad, maybe you need time. But maybe also you need to tell yourself some truth, like, I can't take this, and as much as I've forgiven you, the marriage is broken. So that's what I would have to say. And inform you in the moment that I have a break in about 20 seconds. It's Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Confessions Thursday. Hi, Joyce. I have a problem. Anytime I get deep into a platonic relationship with a girl online, I tend to just start having intimate and sexual feelings for her, which leads me to text all sorts of sexual words. And I can't do it at all face to face. Oh, then you know your problem. You know your problem. One, you have no restraint. You do not know how to manage your sexual energy or sexual thoughts. You have absolutely no control of that mentally. And then you say it leads you to texting all sorts of sexual words. Come on, do you read books? Like, can you talk about motorsport? Can you talk about politics? Can you talk about anything else? Movies? Talk about roads, talk about art, talk about the things you love to do, find out what she likes to do, find out whether you can learn something, whether you can help her with something. Besides, you know, feeling her WhatsApp with, your hair is long and silky and slides off my finger like oil on knife. Come on now, just do something else. I feel that you need to discipline yourself so that it's like the whole theory of the beginning in philosophy, where out of chaos came order. So here you are, and your mind is chaos. You have to extract order. It's like, what do you think is appropriate? And then you structure your thinking when you interact with people. You structure what pattern of relationship you would love for them to get from you and what you'd like to get from them. So that would mean, maybe I shouldn't use myself. Who should I use now? But maybe for the sake of conversation. So if you meet me, you know that there's going to be a whole lot of talking about things. Because I'm a thinker, I'm never out of something that I want your opinion on, or I want to talk about, or that I'm reading, or that I'm lost, or there's always something, because that's what I spend most of my time doing. And so if it's love, it would be the work of the divine. Because remember, I'm also scrutinizing your ability to think. I don't have a problem with you not knowing. That's not a problem. For me, it's your ability to think. And if I ever thought that you would set me back just from your inability to think, the case is closed. It's a closed case. Done. So first of all, you couldn't just be telling me about, you couldn't send sexual words my way, because what exactly are you aiming at? To bore me? It's love or it's nothing. That's straightforward. So I just even feel you need to define yourself, and you need to figure out who you are. And remember that who you are is what you give to people. So if this is anything to go by, there isn't much of a personality here. And then I would ask you to build one, so that it's not just you telling her sexual words, but you are that guy she can lean on, whether it's something, a question on finance, marketing, accounting, computers, science, religion, physics. Like, there's a man in there, not just some boy who has sexual fantasies he can't control. Yeah? Because maybe all the other aspects that can inform her knowledge of love about you, it's not just that you're telling her sweet stuff. Is that there's a soul in there that's educated, that's informed. And if ever she was weak, there's somewhere to lean on. There's someone to lean on. So build yourself and get knowledge. And so there's more to give than just sweet nothings. Yeah? Just bore someone with good morning sunshine. That was secondary school because we didn't know any better. The world is burning, can't you see? So you better have some solutions. If Elon Musk is going to the moon, you better know how to take us through a tunnel. Like, you better know something. All right, Confessions Thursday. Someone on Confessions is saying that, you know, Joy, some people on The Conversation are turning the show into a kindergarten conversation and give you room for that. Huh? Can you imagine someone said he doesn't have confidence to toast a woman? By so doing, regarded himself as a loner. Another one said he is addicted to his phone. I like it. I like the fact that you've come to know Confessions Thursday as such a intellectually placed program that now you're disappointed when a man would have a common problem. But remember, what's the use of intellection without compassion? Off on a break, we'll be right back. So I remember one time we went somewhere as children. My parents took us somewhere, and there was something that I saw, and I thought that, you know, I had that childish form of ignorance, it wasn't judgment as much as it was observation. And I thought, well, why do they do that? Like, why would this family do that? Why would they eat that? Why do they do like that? Because in my own home, we didn't do that. And my mother thought it was critical of the family. And she said to me, you have to learn how to abase and you have to learn how to abound. I remember she took us, I think I've told the story before, she took us to her elder sister's place in Aba. And given that it was the East, there were some things that we would have in Lagos that was not available. Or I don't know that it wasn't available because, of course, I was a child. But I think my mother didn't want her sister to give it to us. So we were served lunch one time, and we were served a type of native yam that we had never eaten before. And so we couldn't eat it. Yeah, we were like, no, we can't eat it. So she was like, I said, well, give us the usual yam and give us eggs. And my mother just looked at us and said, we're not going to have it. And her sister was trying to say, no, you know, they're kids. Give them what they want when they grow up. My mother said, no, if they don't eat this until dinner. And my mother meant it. And we didn't have lunch until dinner. And later she said to me that in life, you don't get what you want. And that's not the problem. The problem is that you think you can get what you want. And then you suppose that maybe the world is terrible because you didn't get what you want. She says, no, but maybe what you should come to know is that you don't get what you want is also good, so that you can learn that maybe what you want is probably not good. Or maybe what you want is not necessary. Or even maybe you can do without what you think you want. I like the part where she says you have to learn to obey and abound, because what it means is if there's plenty, you eat as though there's plenty. If there's fear, there's a little, you eat. And she says in both situations, you have to be grateful. And so maybe it's a philosophy you can adopt to, for example, conversations where, as long as it makes sense. So someone is saying, Joyce, you were insensitive to the guy who says he's sleeping with three sisters. I can't even believe that you believe him, but I don't even blame you if you believe him. You can't be sleeping with three sisters and not know. That level of ignorance is not tolerated by demons. I don't even see how anybody with a face would say that they don't know. Oh, of course you know. And his wedding is next month. Well, some stories just don't make sense. And if that is a situation, then let's... Because maybe the only way he can know is if the outcome emerges. Well, a lady here is saying she's losing her home, but I don't have any story. Fortunately, it's time for the Lords of Logic. Unfortunately, confessions will have to come to an end. It means that I wish we could further this one, but we can't. But God willing, we have next week Thursday, where we can, of course, do again, even better next week what we've done today. Hopefully you come with your confessions a whole lot earlier and you find the courage to tell your story without fear of judgment or condemnation. My name's Joyce. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hold on a second. The guy equating premarital sex as a window to life of poverty is talking BS. Okay, I have not even read the other part of the message, but I want to quickly say something, and I've said this before. In witchcraft, in witchcraft, maybe not all of it, but the ones that I've read of, the ones documented, sex is something you don't abuse. In witchcraft, that's not religion. In your mainstream culture, in witchcraft, you don't abuse the sexual energy because it's a weapon for use. Napoleon Hill spoke about it in Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill, in chapter 11, he speaks particularly about sexual energy and how sexual energy practically can multiply a person's potential if you converse it, if you convert it and transmute it. So if you were capable of 5, if you transmute your sexual energy, you could get 55, something like that. I think you might have spoken too quickly to suggest that it's BS. Yeah, because there is proof that sexual energy... Take it from me. Well, if you have to give me... You know what? Let's leave the man. I said something about it. I think you should come for me. Men who have no sexual control are weak. If you can debate that, the telephone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Men who have no control of their sexual energy are weak men. Weak. If you want a slave, they are the best slaves to have. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.